together for. And what's the difference between the Yisma's and Pshat? Shabbat Yisrael, Baruch Yisma, Liboy, Bar Yisras. Ashi Yisha, Yisma, Sev, Zerot, 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 Zerot. And of course, what's the shan of El Mol Hashem Zavokos Vav Zarachla? What's the gather the? So I told him like this. Be'etzim, a person has to learn Torah. A person has to learn mitzvahs from Hashem Torah, Mashpois. A person has to be mekabel. But the shaila is, how is a person supposed to be mekabel Hashpois? I tell you two klolim. There's a lot more klolim, but I believe just the limited for two because I want to get to the point. The Naamei Lamelo said that the first thing that Shaykh and Parshas Nosay. That the only way somebody can be mashpia is only if he's medubik and the mushba. If the mashpia and the mushba become one, the medubik then gets mashpia sein. And this is the pivot lebab is gaidish. Mazdich Magid said he once traveled in the field and he saw the avosik of shat atziner. He saw a tziner has to be loyche, has to be well, very very big. It can't have any cracks and has to be mauchet to the mayim. So I was also talking to Mazdich Magid. If you want to be mushba, if you want to be a mashpia, you want to be mushba for somebody. First of all, the mashpia has to be loyche vleiv agresa of the hearts. He has no cracks. There can't be any stiddus in the person's life. If you see that the mashpia is mole sheker and everything he says, halach by some other first of all, is gone. And also, if he's not uchad with you, if he's not uchad with the mayan, why it's never going to get there. Then I spoke a few different stories about people that they were so uchad. We all know we had that together. I don't know it was how they were so. They went down to be ma'ach themselves. I told them I spoke the Chofetz Chaim, Rav Shach, all the gedolei Yisrael, the great tzaddikim and all machnas. To a mashpia themselves all the way to go all the way down to be mashpia. I heard this mice, I think I told you once before, I heard it from Abnoyach Klaus, his father, Abdoy Klaus, he's a Ben already 90 in his 90s, I heard it. So he heard this story two times from Abor Be. Both times he heard it from Abor Be, Abor Be cried. Once he heard it after Shir, once Abor Be said it in Adrosha. And Abor Be, when he said it, he saw the story, he said two times he heard it from Abchaim. And when Abchaim said over, every time Abchaim was put into the Bechir from Yisrachis. And when Abdoiv Klum, when he said over, he also was Mali Yisrachis. I'm not a crier, not already clear to V over here to the Maisa. The Rakoponim Sechmisha, over the Maisa is a Gavaldika Maisa. What's it about? The Yisrachis from the Grace of people, when what was the Maisa and Veloshin, they saw that when it used to snow, it was so high, it used to go to the hips, higher than the hips, even higher. And the Maisa, to get to the base Akisa, it was a base Akisa Kipshut, it wasn't in Yeshiva, it was far away, and they had to get, and they see always the snow is always shoveled. And they couldn't figure out better than Bahal Dinat Sadiq, who's shoveling the snow? When is he doing it? And they said, the whole Maisa, I think I told you that they said at Mishmaris, in Veloshin, it was 24 hour day in Mishmaris, till finally they chapped it, they said they couldn't find it, find day after day, finally they said somebody's going to stand outside behind the tree, he's going to wait, visit that, where is that Sadiq? And they found out who was the tzaddik, Rabbi Chaim Veloshin Alein. Rabbi Chaim Veloshin wasn't a tall person, but he had darting eyes. And he looked around, he saw with lightning speed that no one was around him fierce. He took out a shovel, and with such speed that they said 10 people couldn't do what he did. And he did it at such fierce speed, right away from the Veloshin Yeshiva until where the Beis HaKisa was. Now, I is good. Rabbi Chaim Veloshin HaHodesh was dumb at the tzaddik. It's a work study job. Give the guy to put on toilet paper. I said, Rabbi Chaim Veloshin Eder Zayn Fanumen with the Beis HaKisa. Yeah. Chaim Veloshin is the mom as the Zion Yeshiva is given the mom from Ali Yeshivas. And the Rosh Yeshiva is somebody that's Medubik, he's Fanum with the Beis HaKisa from Zion Talmid. Noach was Fanum with the, I don't want to say it in my mouth, from the animals. Favos, das is a Mashpia, das is a Mashpia. Right, the Stipler, Zerat Havik Gebrach, the Stipler that once came to Leder and Leder Mishul, they saw that. Somebody, a clean kid came up, so from Moichazayim, his Stipler fell down, we'll put it that way. The dirt mamish on the steps of the Leder Mishul. If somebody saw, people walked by, it was Maguna, you walked to the side. So the stipler came, and he saw what it is. So what did he do? He went back to his house, he took a shovel, and he took a pitcher that he could fill up with water, and he himself swept away the tzaya from the kin, and he cleaned up, there should be covered. People that went, oh no, now they saw the stipler, they want to have a chedek, oh no. You get the cold. It's back in the store, no, Emmetson, the Sazat Sadi Gomor. Because he doesn't mind cleaning up the tzoyah from under the kin. Urachatz the tzoyah's b'noi tzion, shteit ha-posek. As the Abis Fadumen, cleaning the tzoyah from the b'noi tzion. Why don't you give it to the maid to do? Nay? Agreis ha-mensh, was his medubik, his medubik, I feel it af a-rei nikid niso tzachim. That's the name of being mashpia. And haid is nishto azeifel these tzoyah from mashpiam. The fact that in the yeshiva, the ikka hashpah that has to come out from the yeshiva, is mokum shemagadlum by Torah, mokum shemagadlum by Tefillah. Shteitish mokum shemagadlum by Chesed. Dos shteitish. You're not going to get your head. When you yeshiva in the yeshiva life, you're supposed to be in the yeshiva for Torah for Tefillah. The all the scholarships are lost for the under tzaddikim. Good, okay. So the mabah shleisha, ashleisha devarim where the maid of maskim maskim. Or the yeshiva man belongs in the base medish. You're not going to leave the base medish only for Torah. That's mokum shemagalu by Torah and Tefillah. There's no place for scholarships happen. All the signs of mesisim and medichin was schleppen avek yiddish kinder from Talmud Torah. And heinz the shlas azach. I don't remember hearing the shmuz as a Talmud Torah is connected to kum toshe shmas exam and Talmud Torah after lalege. You don't hear such types of shmuz. But the older days, just the day before, the chazanish was so much more chiyach anybody that came into his dal ramas. But again, to vittel Torah, was made amanut. Amanut from Talmud Torah. Somebody came to the chazanish. And they asked the chazanish, that's from chizik, as I was saying, kuruf from Alchas, yes, that's from chizik. The chazanish was from Talmud Torah, so the chazanish was saying, oh, shtanish, my sis. One ma'isa, he said, oh ma'isa, I can't go into it, it's a very big, long story. The ma'isa with the dibuk, and when they eased the dibuk, where is Choshev and Heint in the Himmel, so he said, the Chofetz Chaim. So he said, why is the Chofetz, what's his chashivis? They consider him like a Tana. What's his chashivis? Not because of the Mishnah Brura, not because of Shmei Saloshim, it sleeps on Hasmoda. The Chofetz Chaim's Hasmoda was noira, not to believe. The Ponev Zhirov used to say over. That was what Ma'isa Bechazan said. Ponev Zhirov used to say over that when he was Chavrusas Rabbal Chonah, they once got into the Lini Yavams, they got into a Psakasha. And they reminded, oh, this is the Sefer. Yes, this Kasha. They didn't have any Sforum, and the Yeshiva didn't, and the Rani Yeshiva didn't have some Sforum. So they remembered, oh, yeah, the Sharat Tzim. The Sharat Tzim brings down, the Mishnah breaks it down, the Sefer. It's not the Chofetz Chaim Hotis. So they went to the Chofetz Chaim. So when the Chofetz Chaim did not do it, the Chofetz Chaim is always coming to the. So the Ponev Zhirov, when Abba Chon, they said, and the Rebbe has the Sum, the Shah Tzim, this Nesimni brings in the Sefer, we need it, we have the Sefer, because it's a cross-reference to something in Yevamos. So the Chofetz Chaim said, yeah, he had that Sefer once, but he returned it from the one that he bought, he doesn't have it anymore. Then the Chofetz Chaim looked at the Sforum Shai, he looked, and he gave the kraft, he said, oi! And then he turned back. So the Rebbe gave my kraft, so I don't know what he can, so he's ready to go back to the yeshiva. He said, oh, but Rebbe Chonon has given a Talmud, has given an emes a Talmud, but the Rebbe gave the kraft, frekta, yet it's a noah. Frekta, what the Rebbe gave my kraft? So the Chofetz Chaim turned around again, he looked at the Sforum Shai, he right, he gave a kraft. So for what's the kraft? So he told him like this, he said, Rebbe Shimon, the Mishnah Brura. You can't just have geld, so shayven the Mishnah Brura, you have to get shayven geld to pay from the Sforum, to borg the Sforum. Das gewen mit kusche mit das sache bitte teide. Says wer weiß ob's gewen kedai. Now let me ask you. It wasn't kedai and our grace was under this along the this sadik in this out. And tell me, was it kedai for nation grew all the bitte teide in the belt that should come out of a mission brew in the belt? Und doch hab's gein, es mir so big. Wer weiß ob's gewen kedai. Gib a kuh. Der Mensch, der Mal of the Kohen Gadol, Nechov, is he is the one was geschimmt, es hat den wer weiß ob's gedacht, das hat der bitte teide. Und mein said go round shop and his money this and that. He weiß das meint der Chet von Bittel Teure. Is was is meint to have a mashpia to teach you that Bittel Teure is the exes in the world. Was hoffen nicht ein. Der Chazen ist sei different meise. He said over the famous meise, Yidua, the Bach had aid in the task. Yidua, these two people, there's a lot of stories zwischen the Bach and the Taz and the Galen Mukas. I told you already a lot of many, many stories. I go upon him one day, the Bach was a gewinn der Schwer in the Schwer Zuges Orkest. So every day they took us off one suda with bosa. That was the tsunami that they made up. Kids in the Taz one day came and bosa, what they gave him to eat, they gave him lungs. He didn't say where he ate the lungs. The next day, all of a sudden, somebody comes over from the Beslan that the Bach, somebody's masmin him to a dintoyer. He was masmin the dintoyer. He said, you ate him the Taz. What did I do wrong? He said, he was fine out of Beslan. The Hasmon of Beslan, the Heilige Bach had to go. As the Bach goes through the season, he says, hey, he spins up the whole year of Sakhovit. And he says, he's taking a dintoyer. What's a dintoyer? He says, Smutsugazok Reya. And now I see that, just Smutsugazok Boss, and he gave me a shtickle Reya. So he says, it's not Bosa. I want Bosa. So the Bach says, has it been a Bosa? Kids anyway, so we slogan, the Bach and the Paz. Kids are the business, that's the Paz. No, Paz and Paz, hey, has it been a Bosa? Okay, has it been a Bosa? It's the Bach. Kids, he left, and that's it, and the Paz looked at. So anyway, from the Makarov, the whole stuff was on wheels. And then says, I'm Mensch, that I shred, and that's that, and tell you. Says, what do you want? So he says like this, after I finished eating, I went back to the Gemara, and I saw, I did learn like I learned yesterday. I saw it's a difference if you eat, in those days, flesh was kosher. Those were the days yet, but flesh was kosher. And I saw when I ate a piece of flesh, that's a Svei Makoyach. Not that he didn't give me flesh, he gave me lungs, only teeth today. is Chas V'Shalom be a Kitrag Mashver. So I needed the Beis Din to paskin that it has a din of Basa Mashver is free, and I have to be Mechazik myself. So Chazon he says, give a cook. What's the nafkmir to absorb sufficient pras? Sufficient design amol betori with reya or with Basa? How much of a nafkmir was it? Enough that he was willing and to be mavaz himself and to take his shver to a din toyle, he did it shouldn't be a kitru. He says, basis this may. The yena kosher or yena amount was a taz held, it'll be a tfiyah. He said, what's his main little toyle, what's his main thoughts of the fear of the gedolis? We had mechichim to teach us it. Or behind hopnish azazach. Hopnish azazach. I told you once somebody came in, it was Moshe Yom Kippur. Somebody came into the Chazaynish, Mekuruf Malchus, and he was close enough that he came in Moshe Yom Kippur. And he came and he asked, what's Mahdarov? You know, it's after a fast, it's Havoy the Noida, Yom Kippur. You know, granted, somebody told me, he heard from one of the Grainimids, that he was a Shaila, he was a Shaila of Pikuch and Koshus, and he went to the Chazinish's minion, somebody was sick, and they had enough to be Albi Machal Yontav and that. Yom Kippur, so they went to the Chazinish, and to ask him, what is the middle of Musaf Shmoy Nesra? What do you do? It's like a relative, you know, and some Pikuch and Koshus. So he started talking to the Chazinish. And the Chazon Ish was, eyes were closed, he was in the tefillah. He couldn't get him out of it. So he started talking louder and louder, and the Chazon Ish was it. Until he shook the Chazon Ish, he started shaking him. As if he shook him, he got so startled, and he picked up his eyes, and he chapped that he's in this veld someplace. And then he asked in the shadow, oh no. And then he passed him. And the Chazon Ish was a kippah from the Chazon Ish, oh, that music, what that was. The Chazon Ish tells us he was good for matted mochi. What's matted off? She told him that's a chaver. He called it the tzel ha-maisa. She told him, it says in the Lozhin, the Rosh Hashim Lozhin was Rabbi Yitzchak, he took over after Rabbi Chaim. And Rabbi Yitzchak had to take an Eidim. You know, the boys, he had to take an Eidim. Rabbi Yitzchak and Norman said, he took Rabbi Heshleib. Rabbi Heshleib was a bochad. He wasn't known to be the aggressed the Baal Kishlin, and he wasn't the aggressed the Lamden either. And the Mishbocha had a Taina. Where's the Chayis? Where's your... The maisa, one day he has to sit on the throne. He's going to be the Rosh Hashim from Lozhin. Shaykh HaZazach. So no, he didn't answer. The answer came a Motzi Yom Kippur, and everybody came by after davening, after they passed by. So Rabbi Yitzchak to tell him a good voch, om vichon a good yor. So Rabbi Yitzchak told these two people that had tainest them, so the room had read. So he told them to wait by the side. After everybody, the whole yeshiva went by, said a good yor. Then he took them down the floor, down the hall to his room, and he opened up the door. So he said, give a cook, where's his door? She saw Heshlei. It was the Nitziv. He was sitting there. He was sitting by the Gemara. He says, watch. So he goes over. He goes over to the Nitziv. He tells him, Heshleib, Echmein, as he's old Ephes Essen. He said, he stood off his Tzukum for the Shver, and he told him, Echashen Ephes Gigesen. And I heard from Absalom that every year he used to be the first one back into the Beis Medrash. He used to be the first one back into the Beis Medrash. And somebody once wanted to be the first to say that he was ahead of him for no other reason. Just in a minister. He should be the ahead of him. So what did the person do? Right outside the door of the Velozhin Beis Medrash, right outside the door, right away he had over there, inside, he had over there a little back book of vine, with a stick of Mazonis. So right after, right away, so he ran out, he to make Havdalah, and right away, and then he ran into the Beis Medrash. He sees the Nitziv is very good. So, how'd you do it? She said, I had in my shtend already. So then, Rabbi Yitzchak told him, he said, give a kufavosavachmen. And the Tziv was the Nitziv. The Nitziv was the Tziv al Tzmasma. So the Chazon Ish says, give a kuf, what's his name, Talat Toyler, what's his name, Tamarut from Vittel Toyler. And the Chazon Ish always used to say, if you want to learn how to become a Masmit, you have to be Mashiv, a Rega of Vittel Toyler, like a few hours. There's no difference between a Rega and 2 hours. There's no difference. If you could train yourself that a Rega of Vittel Toyler is just like a few hours of Vittel Toyler, then you'll become a Masmit. So in the old days, these type of people, I heard myself in the Pono Vizhirov, He said those 2 years that he learned together with Rabbi Chanan Bacharusa, he says he thinks that there won't be any tefillah on Bittul Torah. He said it was so, he said there was no such thing as Bittul Torah. Man, the Kashmir, it wasn't even, there was no conversation, there was no good morgan, good Shabbos. They learned, he said, 18 hours a day for 3 years without any hefzik. Shabbos, Yontif, day and night. So he said once that Rabbi Chanan got a telegram. The telegram was emergency. Got a telegram, his wife is very sick. I think she lived in Salon. So they asked him, you have to come back to take care of your wife. So you know what to do. So he first put the telegram around to the Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim looked at it, he said, you was that doctor? That was it. He went back in the race. And they lived happily ever after. She's in Saladin, he's over there in Aden. That's it. And the Ponovich Rav said, Nacham Isa heard from him. He said that when the Ponovich Rav got a telegram, he got a boy, he got a yingler, so he has to go to Afrodim. So he came with the telegram to the Chofetz Chaim, but the Gantz Achno. And he said, he shows him like a mafulish, the shnei face. He got a yingle. He said, but going back to the bliss, you know, you need the shoes. So Chofetz Chaim looked at him, is that a moyo? That was it. Was hab mir? Was da shit gewonnen geht in Kia Lecha Haragnu Kola Yoim Zumila. It was hagen a ganze tog, a ganze tog a bliss. All of a sudden it's a bliss, it's a Kia Lecha Haragnu Kola Yoim. A ganze tog gibt na weg, you're busy before, you're busy after, you're busy with the guests and so on, Lecha Namazda. Who das da wir ben, well? Everybody also said, you have the pagre, let's see how the pagre is. Some old men mentioned, that were moichichem, moichichem, moichichem. So a meiser was I told you this once, a kleine meiser. That's Shanoch, the sharp game. In the Chassidish Welt, there was a guy, a place of people that have going to Ma'anak. They weren't known for the Torah, they didn't write the Torah so much as other Talmidim wrote down the Divrei Agodo, the Divrei Musa, the Divrei Yidr. But they were mamish going to Matsuma. One of them was the Mazrit Shemagid. Mazrit Shemagid had a base medish. The base medish had an easy Kabbalah Kishn. Because there was a young bocher that walked in, they wanted to be a Talmud, it's a chundek bochum, Rav Mendel Vitebsk. Rav Mendel Vitebsk was known for his super genius. He was a Yilui Shabiluim. And he looked at the Mazrit Shemagid. A kid said to Mazrit Shemagid, he looked right by smash, he sees Rav Mendel Vitebsk. Mendel, his hat was like, so say, on a slant. Ooh, his hat's on a slant. Goes into the Beis Medrash. Mendel, before Stein gelernt, he used to learn every day 6 block of toises, and he learned it again and again and again. It was like Ashna. So he said, Mendel, what's the Angelerin? So he was a young Bachel, so he said, Rebbe, have Angelerin 6 Blatt Matoises. So he says, 6 Blatt Matoises? From 6 Blatt Matoises, your hat goes on the slant. Is how much more blood do you have to until you throw your whole hat off? He says, Mendel Vitebsk, he said, that carried him for the rest of his life. It's a whiskey this in the middle from Gaiva so much that he was so great that the Soyev Yomov he himself signed Hashofel Be'emes. How is it Chayach? I mean, you have his dog and his people on him play games? He was such a shovel that he reached the dog that he can even say on himself that he's a shovel. And there was no instances on that. But also Zayin Rebbe Gitan, he was, when was the last time? Why was he saying? Who is it that shul on 14th Street? What's it called? Zichenshei, I think. There's a mirror. As soon as you come out of the basic case, there's a mirror. Ah, that's a mirror. Hit the wall. You head, you're filling. Well, I'm just going to have anyway a little thing for the. You're busy with your throne over here. I don't know, this has something to do with so amazing. You're busy. Ah, that's a mirror. In a shul. A mirror. Are you going to get anybody to talk about it? If I be one of those bowers, smash them at 10 toys and more. A mirror in a shul. What? Where were you up to? It's not busha. It's mirrors. Anybody give terchocha? Gaiva! Was kufst du da spiegel? It's called terchocha. Rabbi Yochanan said, Vikis Mashiach, it doesn't say ein lechiach. It says ein terchocha. It's still kein musik von terchocha. Do whatever you want. It's wie darf sein, wie kann es ein Mensch sein? I told you once before about somebody was a... Somebody was in the airport. Loy aleichem. Airport. Somebody was in the airport and the flight was pushed over 2 hours and the kid aleichem now him it's up and down became a shuba. You have no control of your kids. Kids start running up the escalators, running up, running down. So then after they finish running down, they start running up the escalator that's going down. They're busy and they're going to hear the kids. So the guy was watching. He took a look. Kids run up the escalator. They saw these 3 suvim from kinder. This one guy runs over and he stays in the middle and then he stops. So he says, he stops, he sees, he goes back down. Then he saw one, if he gets tired, just goes step by step. But he ends up staying in the same place. So who's the only one that goes all that runs all the way up? The one that runs. Miyala Bahar Hashem. So up to Heinz is Ishdokane, you lead us up Dirgis and the field is up Dirgis. A person has to run. The escalator is going down, there's nothing to talk about. Everything is mutta, everything is a mitzvah. Rav Dovid told my kid, he told my height, the Mashiach Dashi Kumo, it's a koil, the whole Olam is Kulei Zaka. The Zaka, yeah, Zaka was a tu, bin a bidev. Elvis is a mitzvah, every bit of toy is a mitzvah. It's Kulei Zaka. There's nothing a person doesn't do that has nish gidev. Now the monger, it's talking to Mashiach Zaka, Kulei Zaka. It's if a person doesn't run up the escalator, run, but you'll end up with it, you end up nothing. Not that the person will go down, today you have to make him run all the way up. It's if a woozle is a mensch kicking sein Hashpah. Mufat and the yeshivas have to make my machon nochemol, even though I know I'm talking to the wall. But I have to make my machlok. How they accept Talmidim Haiti Lishivas. No, somebody told me the Santa joke. He said that he got a kid. So somebody told him Mazel Tov. So he said, don't tell me Mazel Tov now. Tell me Mazel when I get my kid into the Misifta. If you get a kid, if the kid is Ebis, he's not Dos, Pur Dos, he said, you don't take him. The majority of time, kids are like mom's baseball cards. You take two? Okay, I'll take three. Okay, I have to take two. Well, the kid, and the Menalim, a lot, not all of that. Menalim, so much. The Balagaiva, because they have all the Rosh Shivas and Mashkich Makulim upon. You have to take this Bochen, you have to take this Bochen. All the pressure for every Bochen they try to get, you have 55 phone calls. They're sitting in such high seats. And these are the Tzinoides. Where are we going? Where are we going? Where are we going? It's Manzal Samensh. A mensch steigen und wachsen, wo man die Kinder trägt in Amerika befragt. Das ist ein Hasei, ein Hasei gefällig. So was ist der Eitze? So I want to tell you, Eitze Neuro. But if you listen, mit Kopf ist gewaltig, but listen. If somebody doesn't have somebody to get hashpah from, what should he do? This is the Gemara's kasha, and the Rambam brings it down la'alocha. Stel sich vor. Talk to me, it's Tachum, and Pasha's boy, Tanat, loy meid. So, Odo Mechayiv Lelamedes, Bonav Toiro, Vim Loy Lom Doy Oviv, Hu Chayiv Lelamedes Atzmoy. What does it say? Hu Chayiv Lom Doy Toiro? What's Chayiv Lelamedes Atzmoy? What's that? Chayiv Lelamedes Atzmoy. So, the Rambam, Nechaz Tama Toiro, Perik Aleph Haloch Gimel, Mish Loy Lom Doy Oviv, Hodesh Kin Tate, Hodesh Kin Tzino. Azay Tate Zazay, Zay Tate Zazay, the other story is taught, Sfan doesn't teach him Toiro. So, the Rambam, Chayiv Lelamedes Atzmoy Kishe Yakir. First, what does it say? Kishiyagdu? No, Kishiyaki. What's Chayv Lama Sasa? Chayv Lama Taira. Your father said, he's a Taira, you're a Chayv Lama Taira. Shomni, Vimata, Moisa, Vishmata, Lama Sasa. No, if you're kind of mitzvah, you have to have a Lima, so maybe you have to learn Taira. What's it get out from? We're straight on the Rambam, we're straight on the Rambam, Zmatik, the Lashem, the Medish, Lashem, the Gemara. So I'll tell you like this. But listen, Hermit Kot. The Sugi, I'm sorry, I don't want to go into the whole Arichas, it's very, very complicated, but just a truck in the top of the Gemara. Shitri is there. So I'll tell you, the Gemara in Sochim Yitzayim. You have a pora, either it's a carbon or a carbon or pora or the chul, it makes a difference. Sheshosa mechatas, and the mechatas is avatuma, and it's in the stomach of the pora. Zogtig morib, bisotah, tumah, tome, stomach. Pavos, and for the kabal tumah, finish. The mechatas is metama, for all the mekelu. Rabbi Yudas says, name. If the mechatas is ready in the stomach, it's bottled in meyeho. It's bottled in the stomach. Now it's not ready to be mechatos, but it's about to finish. He says, "Both me up." Fake the Gemara said, "Is hakadaitach that Rabbi Yehuda mekenem who the other bay?" He holds, but I don't go through the whole sugi. Mekenem who the other bay? Abel boichel and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon Svirlei that mashkin is metame. So my bottle meyer legamne in the heaven to mechamur loy metame, over to mechalamir metame. If you hold that tuma, that if you're going to hold that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold that mashkin is yet metame. So if the only thing that is bottled by the din of my patos, but the mashkin is still be tummy, else the mashkin became tummy. So Rashi, how did the mashkin become tummy? So Rashi, why? Because the mashkin was metam itself. The meichatos was metam itself. So Rashi, ain't the gear gedolim a mashi in oigabatzman. Let me see what happened over here. It's the same amount of water. It's meichatos. It's a bottle. All of a sudden, the meichatos is a bottle and it's metam itself, and it turns into regular tummy dick of water. How is it metame itself? If it's bottle, holding it's bottle of gamli. There's no tumor. How is the thing metame itself? It is what it is. If it's no bechat, it's nothing. Where is it become tumor? From what to what? So kashi achidish. Water can be metame itself. Why? Because the ain negir gedolim b'mashi inoigim abatzman. What a chren, I forgot to tumor to explain this. First, make it under Rashi. Rakuponim yisek of alki achidish. There's such a thing, mayim. Mayim. Can be metame, can be mashmi on itself. From mechatas, it becomes... It could be mashmir itself to be a tummy dick of water. Stamazel. Why? Because there's nothing closer to it. Zelbazach, just like my mind is a by person. There's nothing closer to the person than the person himself. A person is mu'uchat himself. A person is mevakish from himself, all his ratzonis. As mekayim is all his ratzonis. Ain't a gear gedoyed of mashem noigam batzbam. Just like water could be mashmir itself, a human being could be mashmir itself. That's what you learn from the Gemara. Just like mayim has like two din, it has its etzem din and it could be mashmir. That's the pshat of Chayiv Lelamedes Atzmon. Chayiv Lelamedes Atzmon means there's a chiyuv that you can actually teach yourself. That doesn't mean you're learning yourself. It means you're teaching yourself. Explain what that means. When you learn Torah, you are learning Torah. When you teach Torah, it's a non-divert. When you teach Torah, it's a non-divert legamri. There's a lot of nafkimis. I'll give you a moshe. A father that learns with a kid. How's a father learn with a kid? He says, Yankel, that's a chaver.
Polish, yeah, yeah.
Have to go to the bathroom. First thing he's asking, who's asking for a bathroom? Sit down. I need a drink of water. He's about smack. That's it. Sit down. You learn. Kid said, yes, but the mom is up tight. You stand up on your feet. He has to yell at him. He has to call him names. And that's kind of him. Until he makes a match out of him. Otherwise, you don't penetrate. It doesn't go. When a father learns with a kid, he has to... There's a lot of name callings. He calls a behemoth ox. Wake up! People have times to me why I call names. This is the way you do it. Maybe you like it. Penetrate. Otherwise, it doesn't go. The way you teach, when you learn yourself, you don't call yourself any names. You learn tighter. But when you teach tighter, you smack and you yell at yourself. Give you a marshal. Marsh taking brochas, tafnun. Rafram ba popos. Man, a grace a mensch. None of Haigon says there were a lot more tanaim vamanaim than when the time in the Gemara. But the only ones that were mentioned, the ones that could at least do tchias amesim. It's good. It's Rafram ba popos. Ikle be knisha da be giba. Kom kar be sifra. Om a bochus Hashem. He didn't say bochus Hashem am voyach. Ishtik loyam am voyach. Ashvikul am ha yvaz yelam. Bochus Hashem am voyach. Why don't you say am voyach? So now he held according to one of my sachlokes that b'shemar da b'kiva. So Rova told him, pas ye uchma du shvarte toch. Who is it schrankelijk in the machloikis? Rova, how do you call somebody a shvarte toch? Oh, this is terrible. From the side, I would never let that. You first thing, you have to machazak kalmidim. You have to build them up. Whenever there's a mistake, you have to say, come, let's talk this over together. So if you want him, so if I got some maise rav, you just have a yes, Rav Nachman Akasha. Yes, the mystery of Reisa. What's up to Rav Nachman? Pass you, Uchman, the Schweizer top. Oh, Rav Nachman, this is terrible. Rav Adu Barav, people used to come to talk to him and learning. They said, where do you come from? He says, we come from Abayi Yeshiva. He said, we come from Abayi. Adiga Meisi, Gamil Bey Abayi, Tuach Lebisir Bey Shemene Bey Rova. What's the case of Kain Bein Bey Abayi? Why don't you eat flesh by Rova? What's he doing? What's the matter? How did you do that, Ravada Barava? You're such a big tzaddik. What's Kais the Bane by a buyer? Go ahead, gay ass flesh by Rova. The Moish said, there are three places I found this. Somebody said something, so the other time, Amoyda said, don't be happy that I'm going to like push it, for going to Inshish Mites. He never looked at this guy, this is not a woman. I can't learn it. I can't learn it. Go home. Oh, terrible. How do you talk about it? Lunch, we just finished learning Yevomis. I don't know if you got to the Avches. Did you get to the Avches? I skipped acid ice with the laser say. I still don't know if you got the Avches. No, so Levi wanted to put in, he wanted to, Imai Nusa Sofa, if he wanted to put into the Chomish Asi Noshim, he wanted to make it Tazayim. So Rebbe told me, Rebbe told him, Omlai Rebbe, Kim Dumali, Shein Lai Moyach Bet Kod Kod, you have no brains in your head. Oh, terrible! Rebbe, that's how you talk to Levi? Levi Basisi? And Levi didn't listen to him, he put it right into the Bishnah. He put it into his Bishnah. The Gemara says Levi Bashmul did something. He said, "I've got some ice cream, some Megillah, Ben Achsum." Kids said his Rebbe came up and tapped him on the head. Bochel Eroisha, Yad Shuldik. The Tzibishon, it's no misa. You could do. Kids gave him a clap off and go. Oh, what is he doing? The Gemara says Rav had a kashad Iyov. He says Afful the Puma the Iyov. Afful the Puma. You know what that means? Stuff his mouth up with the offer. Rav. The Gemara says, not the pasuk. Rav had a kasha. Oh, stuff his mouth. Rova, after the puma. How many places in Shas do you have that the other one called him a shaitik? Pay kol kayach adog. Why did you take your drushes outside? How did he talk that way? It's terrible. What did Rav Shesha say in Rav? Kinaim v'shoch v'am Rav l'hai shmaitzer. I said what I was dreaming. No, Rav, the mother says. So what's the medunz? How could they spoke that way? Take even worse. It's a pasuk Malachi. Hini goyer lachemis hazera. Zok the Eibshe. Vizrisi perish al paneichem perish hageichem. I'll throw. I don't want to touch your fingers because you'll never talk to me again. I'll throw the perish in your face. I'll throw the tsoy in your face. The Eibshe, a novi, a Malachi. Oh, this is terrible. Kikol shachonis malaki v'tsoy b'limakim. I think you touch that. The tables are full of. Oh, how terrible the Navi is to talk that way. When Rabbi means Alocha, these people that eat until they can't eat anymore, like people that go to Kadeshim. Alayim afush be kabol v'zereisi perish al peinechem. I thought you'd say in your face. Oh, terrible! How they dare talk that way. And Rambam says, kol shuchonis malikiv et soya b'li mokem. Hachochem is nikah b'chochmosay b'dayoysov v'muvdum shar'odom. And the way he eats, this is the way he eats. It's just shaklach. So the Rambam brings in Hilchas Yontif also. These people was a pasha zechon, the esnag deis esuda, and they locked the door. They don't want to give to aniyim. V'sirchas u'polin u'lehem shenema v'zaleisi perish p'neichem perish chageichem. What's the pshat? What's the gedah for? This is the way how you talk. You know how you teach somebody? You let him have you break his head. But every day they can, as long as you penetrate. No matter, you can call the worst of the worst things. But that's how you penetrate. If not, you never taught him. When you learn with your kids, you say, oh, Yaiko, that's a good thought. Let's discuss this. The Biskinov got pitch. The Biskinov gave his kids pitch. Rabbeinu gave his kids pitch. There's a way how you do it. You smack the kid. That's the oifen. With all the name calls, Baruch Ben get krum pitch. Rabbi Kiva get krum pitch. Abba Lekisi. He said himself, Abba Lekisi. I said, bless our God, let him get him fresh. That's the difference. If you learn more than Lalame, this Atzma. When you learn with yourself, you have to do the same yourself. You have to tell yourself, idiot, what are you doing with yourself? Wake up! Did you ever do that? I remember I once had a chava. Then the person called me. It was a Gansam Mice. He was rushed to the hospital. And he had no children. I would have been the Yodish of Mamish quarter to $1 million. But I didn't. I wasn't there. After I found out he was Nifta, and he called for me. I should come to his bedside. I was his closest friend. And he called to me, and I didn't come. I didn't want to take up the time. I took him to the hospital. I spent a long time with him. I was chavrusah for about a year and a half. I can't every day be in the hospital. I wasn't there. After I lost, I realized I lost $1 million. His brother took all the money. It's gone up to $1 million. So I said, you shaitish of oilam. I remember I talked to myself, you idiot, what you are. I could have been a millionaire. And boy, was I. But now, but let's say I was mavatal one day of Talmud Torah, or 1 hour of Talmud Torah. I don't remember ever calling myself Kron. You know, you're nuts. You want to get buried. Worms are in each other. I never did that for myself. When I lost almost $1 million, a suffix, if I would have got to, I called myself every name of the book. That's the nafkamin if a person's lilmoy, a person lilmoy tarder, or the lamidus atzim. When you have to be lilam atzim, you reis was a shtick, just like you reis was a tambidim. Just like the tanoim, vamiroim, the neviim. They said every possible name that they can. That's how you lamid atzimoy. That's how you're supposed to do it. That's how you're supposed to learn. Just like you're learning with somebody else. Chayvadim lalamin is atzmai. Now we see that's what happened by Shimon HaTzadik. What did he do? What did this Roya say? What did this the Bacha said? Roya ani abba b'iri v'lachat lumas mayim and amayim and nesnakalti b'bumishli. Paul's like, yes, if you say, amati Rasha! Who's he talking to? To himself. Lamati m'skoi b'olam shayna shaloch. What are you going to be worms? What are you doing with your life, you Russia? Oh, I'm getting my kush. That's an English. Is that a nozick? Good, okay. It's a nozick, that's fine. Kiaflu, a pillow, good dog. Oh, but you just do something gemein. As somebody is a shtick and you rip yourself to death. And that's the chiv that you have to do. You have to destroy your own mitzvahs until you make a match out of yourself. And if no one does it, you have to do it. And if you don't do it to yourself, then nothing's going to be. You're not going to be in the Kabbalah. Just take that. Misha, of Lailam the Torah, he doesn't have a mashpia. What should he be? Chayav lelamed is atzmai, just like your malamed, the father learns with a kid, he's malamed, and patched him, and he hits him, and he calls him names. Just make vishinatu levadecha. Vilamed with that kid. Smack him around. He's behind the sheetis. You smack him around. That's what you have to do yourself. And all the Gedali so used to do it to themselves. Afterwards, I just bought him. I found it Thursday. I found it in the Goyin. Where did the Goyin? I never saw this. The Goyin says, "Shteivah, Shalshelus four times in the Torah." All they make different shtiklach Torah. What's the Shalshelus four times? By Yosef Shteivah, what's the Shalshelus? So if the Goyin that the Shalshelus teaches us, "Fiat Yosef Gikem from the Yitzhahora," he said, "No, no, no." He yelled at himself three times, "No." Then afterwards he says, "Echatosi, I can't, you know, he gave me the bias, he made me a moon, everything, but I'm gonna go do an Aveda." But the first thing he screamed at himself, "No, no, no." That's how you do it. When if a person doesn't scream at himself, "Get up! Get up, you Russia, get out of bed." If he doesn't do that, then fuck asleep. And that's why you see in the also Mechel Zayin, the Sat Mashul, the Minyonim come at 8:30, and some people come at 9. The kids 9:30, and this Minyonim 10. 10:30 and some of my other 11. These people say, Rachmonis, 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 Shaitim Shema Adim Komasha Noisten Lem. We get to Zeit, we get to Minuten von Leben. The Bechol Wiener, the one that was lifted, I believe never will talk about him. He didn't waste a Shava of Talmud Torah. It was like Posik, Pumi, Megirsa, Kol Yomov. I was in a van, Mitzvangel, I was in a van, Uri Heng. Uri Heng was his chavrusa. I called him in his soul, I had to tell him the news. So I tell him, you learned with the chavrusa, tell me a maisa. He says that we learned close to half a shas together with Tosfos. He says, I don't have nothing to say. All you did was learn. That's all we did. We just learned, we just kept on learning. We didn't do anything else but learning. He said, a maisa went here. There's no maisa. That's all we did. He said, Azem Megalev, defeating. What's up, some mensch trying to become as a certain masmi? If a person, how does a person end up doing an Aveda? Why don't you yell at yourself? If you yell at yourself, it's nothing. It doesn't exist. I'm not saying there's a whole arichas and what's meant of the Rabbeinu Yonah. If you don't scream, say, Rosha! Nurim Bayamram! If you don't get that scream, then of course the person will fall through. Or you just have to scream at yourself. That's the Lamed Atzma. That's what you mukrif to the Lamed Atzma. How do you know what Vidi is? Why is Vidi so smakai? Moichel, please, the Oilam's on Moichel Zayn. The whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a song. Azanigin, on Azanigin. What are you going to sing over here? Then they have the harmonies. The Chlipse, Litzonis, what happened to us? I feel we lost it up at Trer. But the whole sing song, the whole thing became a sing song. What is Vidui? If you didn't go into a private room and cry and scream at yourself, idiot, what did you do to yourself? Don't you see what's going to happen to you? You never said Vidui in your life. If you didn't scream at yourself, and even when you say Vidui and you're zerbrochen and you scream at yourself, still a hate. If you didn't do that, you didn't say Vidui. It's a song. Oh, Sham no Bogad. Such instant momentum. That's it. It's a sing song. You never will go on yourself. You never will malnab in the saatzimatay. Avshach said once in a flamadika drasha. He says a person has to be mechazik himself, but fat when it's charona, and he has to scream at himself. Do atzlin, do batlin. He had to scream at himself. That's what he said. So in his Lashon, he says, if you have to be goy, what's his Lashon? All of Litzak al Atzmai, Arzarato. Eich ein Choroya es Hanasa. Don't you see what is being done in front of your eyes? Where is he? Don't you believe it's Chavo Eilish? You have to scream at yourself. And if you don't do that, you're not Melamed Es Atzmai. We hear Droshesh Be'eshmuzin, Gevaldik, about Melamed Es Atzmai. Take what he told you, what he told you, what the Mashkiah tells you. Put it onto your heart. Put it on his. Put it on your heart. If you're not going to put it on your heart, it's not going to be chav. And that's the only, it's the sort of atzlocha. The sort of atzlocha is a person learning how to be malamidus atzmai. Rabbi Shishwab, the Einelt is an elder fetter in his sefer Marchilev. He says people fall into yish. We know that most of the people are not matzliach. They fall into yish and then they just sit down. They don't care what they learn, they lose them. So how do you get out of it? So Moshe Schwab, a gewaldige Yisod. There's a Mashkiach in Gateshead. A gewaldige Yisod. When a person sees that he falls into years, he has to tell himself, you have gewaldige Koiches, wake up! You have to mechazik yourself and scream on yourself. I have gewaldige Koiches, I can do it. I'm a Yid, have Koiches Pneem, I just have to get up and do it. And if you scream on yourself that you have gewaldige Koiches, it's going to get you out of your years. But people, even if you don't, you wouldn't do it because it's so meyuyish. But if a person would just have that strength, he says he's no one that eats it. There's no one that eats it, then screaming at yourself, I have a gewaldike koiches. That's called the Lam Hesatzma. There was a Vasetreger that came to Rabbi Zalman. And he came to Rabbi Zalman, I think, when Rabbi Zalman said over the mice for Rabbi Sender. And he asked Rabbi Zalman Sender, he said, so a Vasetreger, I think he said over Rabbi Zalman Sender. Rabbi Zalman said over a Vasetreger came to Rabbi Zalman Sender, and he asked him, what should he do? Rabbi, his life is over, he doesn't know how to learn. He says, that's what you should do. You should scream on top of your lungs, Zechvil, learn in Torah. He says, scream it right now on top of your lungs 3 times until your neshama goes out. Person's like, Yishter, he says, scream. He screamed it so loud, Zechvil, it so much, until the neshama almost went out. Then all of a sudden the person was neshtana, and he sat down and learned. Rabbi Zalman said, he remembers him that the person became a Talmud Chacham. The person screamed at himself, scream at yourself, scream at yourself. You're screaming at your kid, you're screaming at your wife. So you can scream at yourself also. That's the secret. What's that as a mensch schreien? What's that as a mensch schreien? It's pashtus, Rav Daniel said, Auf was hat er geschrieben? Auf Daniel, keine Teil. Er hat geschrieben, das ist Eulam Sheena Shalchon. A person that has a Welt. Welche Welt ist dein? Der Yisab Geshel, der Edelstein. Der Begeshel, der Edelstein. Der Yisab, ich sag, der bei der Chazelisch, wenn ihr seid gewinnt, aber noch, Boche, was hat er gesehen? Ich sag, ich sag, lebt in einer anderen Welt. Der Chazelisch lebt in einer anderen Welt, there was no house. His wife was in den ganzen, Absalom told me, his wife stood by the door, she let anybody in. Ich hab genommen, ein Mann soll sitzen und leiden. So Absalom told me, you had to go through the bedroom window. So I said, it's a bit of Isaac. He had to climb through the window, it was Isaac, but that's it. And then he had to go out through the window. She didn't let anybody in. He had to whisper with the Chazanish. The Chazanish, he left it down under the felt. He was in a different world. This guy can't vibe, this guy can't kid, this guy can't noise. No tunuk over like 30 sides. No, he wasn't in the middle of it. Clapping up the Susas for the Bali Chula. He didn't go to Russia with a Russian hat. There was a good be Makar. Chazay sat by the Gemara, Gemara, until the must assume if he fell down. He made a calculation how far it is from the Tish till his bed. So he learned till about Feast of the Crackers. And he just made the wrong calculation. He just missed it by a step. And he plops on the floor. They saw him once with the pillow by his feet. Somebody came in and he said, Feast of the Crackers. What's this? So he says, why didn't you ever take the pillow and put it by your head? You'd be more back then. He said, lay me. If I would have the courage to pick up the pillow and put it by my head, I would use that for faith. And Chazanish was cool. And he looked down under the belt. Suppose that was a mensch ton. What did the nose schreit to sich allein? And geschenk is sich allein, this is a oylem she'en shachol, lomat mizgoy, but oylem she'en shachol, it's nicht dein Welt. Es ist nicht dein Welt, der erste Abchaim sagt sich, was meint Musa? Sag uns, was meint Musa? He said, wie sagt man in seine Teuge? Wie sagt man in seine Teuge? Oi, weint man in seine Teuge? Somebody told me, that was one about Tfilis, like Leilani, he lost a kid 2 years ago. He came to next Rosh Hashanah, and he davened for the Yomid in seine Teuge, and he couldn't get through the words, he just couldn't get out. See, ich steig, geweint und geweint. Bei ihm ist real. Oh, look at that, mi Yomis. Ich hier mi Yomis. Ich hier mi Yomis. Er versteht, er hat den Psoriaset, das geteist. Oi, mit seiner Teuge, wie sagt man seine Teuge? Wie sagt man seine Teuge? Mit wem ist seine Teuge? So, wie sagt man viele Sachen? Okay, I hope you shouldn't say viele Sachen, so besonders muss. But those that used to say it, anyway. Wie sagt man viele Sachen? Viele Sachen, mit wem viele Sachen? Wie sagt man viele Sachen? So, du musst es als Sache, was man weint. Ich sage, es muss schon mal, da wird mir gesagt, dass somebody went, a Yid was going by, and he saw that a guy saw a Yid coming, so he went and he made a tzelem on top of the ice. The guys were walking over the Yid couldn't go over. Couldn't go over. The guy did it for purpose, made it tzelem. The Yid said, you want to pass by, you have to go by. And the Yid was going to go. Then the Yid stood by with the other person and said, no, you know why he could make a tzelem on the ice? Because the ice is cold. But if the water was warm, warm, can't you make a tzelem? Das ist ein Schakurche bei Derech, das ist ein Molek. Und es kann ein Kalt kommen reinkratzen, aber das ist warm, it doesn't exist. So Rav Zaitchik said, he says, ah, Mensch, alles, was du tust, mit gewaltigen Islamus, when you learn Musa, Musa is alim, was kann sich aufwecken, aufwecken. He said, over, I heard this man, he said over, Rav Chaim Voloshin, so somebody learning Musa. So he went over to him, he said, azoi, that means a ganef, azoi, that means a noyef, azoi, that means a roshe. Ay, 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 what the hell is it? Ay, 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 ay. It's Litzing, what's all it? Oh yeah, I remember when I was a Bochi Yeshiva, Rabelia Goldsmith. You remember Rabelia Goldsmith? Remember? How could you forget? Ah! He carried the whole Yeshiva. He was on one side, Ichinobu. Remember Ichinobu also? Or you don't remember? He carried one side of Yeshiva, the other side. Abdassim was, it was such a, there wasn't one person I was missing. Yeshiva wasn't so big, but everybody was in Muslim. Fat El, Rabshnei used to come. Rabshnei used to learn Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabnossi used to learn also on a session. My children used to learn Rabbeinu Yoina. And everybody was there. Gewissen was ein Stück, I said right back in Scholmiller, I said, Scholmiller, Tränen. I have a boy, the only Kushner, he told me, they said, so I was telling him about what I saw, what did he say then? He says, this is nothing. He says, when he learned over there together with the Oilam that came back from after the war, with Ablai Malin and Ablai Vikarpenya, and all the Anash, the Beren and Laban that came back from the Mir Yeshiva, and they had a regular Musa say the Tuesday evening before Maariv, the Halba Shor. So you saw them learning Musa, Tereram, Gegosim, a regular Tuesday like nothing. It was Tuesday. That's what they cried, they lost their whole families, and they lost their son. Okay, maybe it's a little bit different. Oh, but Musa said it was Musa. That's called a Lama Sanskrit. I heard Mashgiach Shlita Ramat Hashoah saying a lot of Shmuz and being Mechanech, the Oilam, they have to learn Musa. And if you learn Musa, this is the way you have to learn Musa. Otherwise, you don't have it. He says, Rabbeinu Tam says in the Sefer Yosef Rabbeinu Tam, some hold this Rabbeinu Tam. So after Eich Yeshuvu Achatoyim Ha'elim Lo Yiga. So he says every Taish says V. If it's a man's turn Shuvu, if he's not Miyageya. So after name, the Taish is a Lashon Negiya. But the Lirzach Nish Aleinon. If you're not Miyageya to yourself, you're not in touch with yourself. What's under the belt? Come July 4th, look at the corners. Somebody told me he was driving just in the streets to see what the corners are like. Take men and train, Vegalach, Mokuk. United States wants to kill every single yid in the belt. Not only Obama, all of them. And somebody told me he was upstairs, a bocha told me he was upstairs in Tabra Dorm. And over there they made a Meirev. He says, the middle of a Meirev is right there. All the Malachim are strong. The leg with a Bochum constantly. That's the oil of Shalom. Barbecues! Somebody showed me it. I shouldn't have to talk about it. I know where to find from Moshe. They're making parlor meetings by barbecues now. For Shuv, Manoshe, for Shuv, not coming to talk by barbecues. The guilt is treif like a chaza. From a barbecue. Where's the oil of Shalchov? Where's dein Welt? It's a welcher Welt belongs to. Well, I'm in the sad spot. Train yourself. You have to train yourself. So my chayin and behold, it's a chid, it's a chid, it's a machzad, it goes that way. So the Rambam said, Mishay lo, ishlai lom do oviv, Chayv lelames asav kishiyake. So the Rambam said the kishiyagdil. So the Tzemach Tzadik has a rayis. There's a chiv on a kot. He says it's a chiddush noida. He says there's a chiv on a kot in Talmud Torah. But Chodesh Ketan is a mechuyim in a Torah to teach himself. He says by mitzvahs at most is a chinuch, and the chinuch is mutal al ov. But he says but again it's a Talmud Torah. He brings a rayis. I've done some binyan to go and sugim bombasra. Chafalof. That is a chiv of Talmud Torah. Kishiyake. But the kid has stayed alone. He's a mechuyim to train himself. What was the first story we know from the Vilna Gaon? It's such a helika maisa. You can't be maisa. People kedusha and tighter. And rumus and nefesh as a helika yiddish again. First story we know from the Vilna Gaon when he was 3 years old. His face was white. He was so. Like his father taught him ready. He ready to say something as a kof, as a heart, as a neshama. Inigo from the Beira Goyla. He was a himmel shakarchas. And he was learning by his mother 3 years old. He was coming to learning. By 4 years old, he was like Pasek Pumigis. His mother saw his face was in handsome white. So she told him, Eli can't get it, and spills it. He didn't want to. It was a little tight. So she says, Eli can't get it, get it, and spills it with all the kinderlach. She said, you know, well, yeah, don't you see, he's so schwach. Okay, his mother and sister, he went to the door. He went to the door, opened up the door, and he saw what the kids do. They put a big stone, and they put a big piece of wood, a seesaw. Like this, seesaw. She's watching, look once, this one goes up, this one goes down. No, he turned around and went back. So what happened? For what spielst du dich mit den Kindern? He says, von sein Lieder soll sein mein Aliyah? Ich will tun es auf, was ist cool Aliyah. Nicht auf der Cheshmer von einem anderen Mensch. So his mother asked, was ist das? He said, I'm a toilet. But right back to the Gemara, good boy. Did his father teach him that? No. Mishloi lomdu aviv, chayiv lelamed es atzmon. Is there helike elinke turned into the Vilna Gaon because from his, he taught himself that you can't have a sisu. You can't have an aliyah on the other person's yedidim. And his children bring down that his father, the father in the Bir Agro, he never brings anybody else that he's polug. At most he'll say, I in Mogen Avrom, and then he'll say what he wants. But he never says it on who he attacks. He never was in the expense of anybody else. He could have made his own. I also was schneiding with Kreitel. And the choice was wrong, and the Chaim was wrong, and it was grob. Oh, I dig, because I learned. And no expense of anybody else. And I go, no, cool, Aliyah, cool, Aliyah. That's the Gedan Devon Agon. This is what the Gedalim used to do to themselves. They taught themselves to it. It's a moidig a maishim of the Chofetz Chaim. Heard it from Absholom. He heard it from the Enig of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim wasn't feeling well, and he went up, used to go upstairs to the Boidim. No one was allowed to disturb him. He was there, it was a little bit too long. So one of the Enikach went up there, and they heard. They looked under the door, and they saw the herd. You hear he says like this. But Morgi Somer, what's master? He's talking to himself. The guy just got a hard time. He's going to say, what's his point? Good morning, Somer, what's master? Boch Hashem, what's up? The guy's good. He's quiet. Good morning, Somer, what's master? And Hank, Nishtase good. What's this? I've said, Boch tut me weh, Arz tut me weh. It's quiet. Was machst du so mehr? Was machst du so mehr? Was machst du? Nein. Ich darf hingehen. What's going on? Was machst du so mehr? Was machst du? Nein, darf ich ihn rufen, der Doktor. Ui, der Doktor kommt rein. Guten Morgen, Doktor. Guten Morgen. Oh, sagt er, so mehr ist nicht gut. So mehr ist nicht gut. Ui, der ist sehr krank. Darf der Name ist betont. Oh, ich sag, ich soll mehr, ich will nicht gehen. Oh, das gehen. Ich will nicht gehen. Das gehen. Oh, ich nehme nicht das. Ja, gehen. Komm, ich nehme das betont. Oi, se vet egen ege, oi vei, oi, kom da in de chave kadisha, oi vei, oi, so mege bakuk, chave kadisha, kom da rein, oi vei, se bitte viga, so mege stoppen, kom zu du vei, jetzt ist so mege. He said all the thing, look at the, he said his grandfather lost his mother, his mother. Oh, so mege, kom da rein, dimmich ich bin, so mege, koyin, alle mitzvies, mischen blure, chobetz chayim, schmiss alojin, God bless the talent, oh, Adang. He himself saying, Adang, Allah Hashem, Malachim. Allah Vedas. Allah Ketukim. Mishabura, Minasrois. Kaiva. Here, he did this. What's Kaiva? Minasrois, Rikishai, so I was the mouth of the scale. So Kaiva. So now they put in the scale. Ui, so bitter. The mitzvah sign is rain. The mitzvah sign is Minasrois. So made against Brennan Gehenim. When he started crying, who do Menach was getting him? He said, ui, so made the last noch. He was more normal than all of us put together will ever be. What's the guitar? He taught himself, he yelled himself, he made a play out of it. And he get it until he started angry with Zichin Kishkas. And he found himself at fear and off thoughts of like a man. Wasn't the fool's prison. After he finished, he came to Yeshiva and I wasn't talking this part. Came to Yeshiva, he made a hachlota, and it's impossible. A mensch, if a person doesn't learn 3 hours of Musa a day, is no shit, the person can be a koifer. Because he sees by himself. If he doesn't learn 3 hours a day, it's all taught, is it? He said, do you know what to do? And Naftali didn't do the work 3 hours a day. Musa, the guy's got a nervous breakdown, it's like Shayach. Now, Naftali and the kids are emotional, this kid, they try to convince him, they couldn't get to first base. Deadly, he doesn't go. Kids are finally so good, so they had a shit on himself. I thought he had a psychidish. He told the Prophet, Rebbe, oi, but men, stavent, I'll be Musa, dos is Musa. So, Shema Yisrael, I told you, Alecha, Baruch Ati, and so, dos I'll be Musa. Oh, the Prophet says, yeah, get out. So, made a cheshbin, that a person davens with the Bichas, a Muslim, everything comes out 2.5 hours. The Mele, the Musa said, is a half hour, Bosh, and you have 3 hours a day, Gishma. And that's how the Prophet Chaim let them out alive. Because otherwise, he wouldn't be Shumoy finished. Let's go back now to Lost the Pshat, what you say in Ezras. Asher Yisha Yishim on the Tzaysech, Loki is the man who was Tzayros, and Bacham Yosem, I'll leave the legacy of Tzayna Haitz. Legacy of Tzayna Haitz. Most people can't do it. This is right before Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, before Kriyas Yamsuf. Everything what a person has to do, it was a Yidah Fisn, is right after we say Ezra, we say Asher Yishi Yisrael, put this on your lathe. Listen to what I'm telling you, put it on your lathe. Asvos, Gatu Odin HaMechem, Melech Yibel Rivom, Rishon, Achron, Tzai Gal Tonu, Kriyas Yamsu, Bechor Chagolta, everything, the ganze Tzefu. So the two are heavy. Take a look at the Vilna Siddur, and some fire to what you have to be Mechavin and this Eidik Tfilah. If you're not going to put it on a lathe, it's not going to happen. That's the Pshat, that's the Matona from Elul. This is really what a person has to do the whole year, and that's what a person has to do in Elul. What's Elul? Elul the time is a person, it's Bol Hashem is Lavav from this Lavav Zaracha. The Yevshi takes away the oil. Isn't the spell out of oil? Everything is there. Mal Melet Sarum. It's only, you may say the oil. Now that the lave is often, now you can be Malamed Esatzim. Usually a person has so much peanut chews, and says lay cake, I do, what else, the roll cake, what I just was my thing, there's wrappings, and it's just this whole thing. They have a party setting that you pay like another $500. They put it on the tray, they put it slantly, and they cut the cakes this way, pay another $75 a tray that they put down on the table. Tippish. Hey, I'll cut the cake, I gotta do it. Just put it on the table. A party planner to put the orange cups with the napkins folded up like this. Believe me, the guy is fressing. Could he take a napkin? He's not fishing those anyway. What's that going to be? The party planner. What's up? Crying. Elu. Lelamedes atzmecho. Umol Hashem is levovcho leslavav. Zarech na Yohan is open. It's only an El. It's not going to be on Tishrei. Tishrei is din. It's on a seven. The Chodesh man toida. It's on the Chodesh when the Tzias Mitzrayim. It's on the Chodesh of Elu. Ani the doidi the doidi li. The guest is kindness. Umol Hashem is levovcho leslavav. Zarech. This is what you have to do. You have to yell at yourself. Yell at yourself. Chayi vodum lelamedes atzmecho. No chalamaisis for the guest of the Recherets. Most of us don't have any rabbeim. And most of us don't want any rabbeim. You don't want to. Don't tell me what to do. And I couldn't talk. So what are you going to do? Who's going to teach you? You have to do it on your own. And when you do it on your own, it's the lamedes atzmecho. How do you do the lamedes atzmecho? You have to scream at yourself. Scream at yourself and yell at yourself. Just like you'd be yelling, you're a Rebbe in a class. Rebbe in a class, somebody just loses himself. And then the Kup Tarayin, the Kup Tarayin, the Rama holds on loch, yeah. The Rebbe's old death, the holds on a person, that Tata Buz, from side to side, given a kid, he has no authority is. Just yell at yourself. Yell at yourself. Now Siegel used to say, it's a beautiful verse of Zayim, it's a beautiful verse of Zayim. He's calling himself. I once heard from Avmotel Gift also. That's a nice word, Avmotel. When he told Avmotel what he told himself. He says, if you don't make a machon, this is the whole thing is going to go down. He said, don't be afraid. And Taki put his foot down. There's people that talk to themselves. Put your foot down. That's what you have to do. Because the Eitz of Yehud said, this is worth $1 million. It's $1 million matona. By your mind, no. As my chasna loy lecha, so somebody dropped his phone. So I put my phone on top of it. I said, "Leave it there." He bent down. He was laughing at me. I said, "I believe it, dude." Who's going to teach him? You don't need a phone. You don't need a someone. You go on the road, maybe a face. I'm shook in the dirt. So take one. But what after? I still don't know how to do it because I once took one of his phones. When I put my thumb down, I pressed 5 voices. I didn't know how to do it. To go to school to learn how to do it. Sugar the phones, get rid of it. No, there's no chinuch to do it on your own. Do it on your own before it's late. Give a cook, we have Tazama, the Machol, we know. We lost such a grand gahagona. You don't have what we lost over here. You don't have what we lost. The Shtot is missing now, the Machol, we know. You don't have what he's not your age, and you don't know where the mensch is. Most people don't even know who he is. It's a shame, you. I was there. I said Vidi with him. I was there a lot of time there. It's like, you know, I was very, very close to him. I said Vidi, right before I just have to tell you, I said, for Santa Maisa. It was like a few hours already, and I pulled the doctor to the side. I asked the doctor, tell me the truth, how much time is there? I said, the reason why I'm asking is because we have to know when to say the prayers. So he tells me, Rabbi, he says, if we took off the machines, it would take 2 seconds. It's over. He's only living on machines. So I saw the blood pressure went down to 60. 62 went down. We saw it's going down. He says, Rabbi, I think you should say the praise now. So I was there, we went with the Mashkech Rav Lezer. His kids were around the table. One of his daughters there, his wife there, was very emotional kid. Self-understood. Kids said, I had to say Yudah. I went a few times to say Yudah with him. And I couldn't say it in front of his Levitzin because she was being answered there. We said, Brochim. And Rav Lezer told me, don't say it because he's Zichah said it himself. He's a Chatzadi Goma. What do you want? You don't say it. I thought, I'm meeting Mekanish. I said, I'm with Rav Lezer. I said, you have to say it anyway. This Kedish, Mekanish, we can't be different. The state, and get me. That's it. There's a Vidish Shriver now, I have to say it. Kids, but I couldn't say it in front of the Rebbe. Said, why? I couldn't. I had to wait for the moment. Kids, well, the doctor told me that you better say it now. So I told his wife that, you know, I did it a few times with my mother, and Shtetach and Mazuta said that, and Shtetach and Mazuta. But if it's a segula for Arichas Yom, so I just want to tell you, I did it for a few other people also, and I think it's a segula. It's a school, so we'll say it all together. We have your bezin, it's my dog, I think Moise my dog, whatever the nusach is, Ein Shom. So she was masking. I said, very good. I forget. I gave her a copy from the things. I said, mit out and forget. Matut the segula for Arichas Yom. So until we got everything, so that took a few minutes, and time was gone. All of a sudden, one of the kids say, Abba's lips are moving. So everybody ran in, and they saw Taka. He saw his lips, well, Mama's moving. And then Tlerim were coming out of his eyes. When I saw that, I Mama's noted. Shteitach in the Gemara, Shteitach in the Medish, as Rameyah's Rebbe Ache, they told him he's leaving the veld. So Rameyah ran to be by the bedside from the Ache. So all of a sudden, he saw his lips were moving, and tears were coming out of his eyes. The May is Kimadumali is Gnug, right? But the Zetan from Danin is still Baracha. Zetan the Azad Sadik at Abachol, Zolom Alichtik and Ganegan. And he's, Kol Yomov was, Kol Yomov, I mean, just the week before, he was telling me that he can't live this way. He doesn't see it continuing. The Yisurim won't know, he gives such a shreif in Yisurim. You don't know what the person went through. I was telling his Levitin that, you know, the school for Israelis is in Gansavein. And now the Neshama, this will clean out the whole Neshama now with this Vidi from Shrivera. And his lips were moving. Tears, then the tears stopped. So I didn't know for what, but the blood pressure was still on. Then he said the Vidi. Until he said whatever he had to say, Nishma Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, Hashem Elokim, the Gvaldi determination. I told him in the Choyl, he could hear, but the body was too weak. He still was alive. And I told him, Choyl, Shemeya Ko'oyne, I'm saying it for you. I guess the place he should say, he's going to say it, so I said it, and with tremendous determination, everybody, if he's up to a certain psukkah, everybody said, I'm out, but the guns, see this thing, he said, the very gang in the Velti, a malach. This is going to be lost. I want to tell you a top secret, I didn't tell it to anybody else, but my friends, I'm telling it to you. This was written down last Rosh Hashanah. And it was also Sonny and Kip. No one had a half a minute is going to leave the Velt. He wouldn't make it through the next year. El is a serious time to prepare yourself for tshuva. And to do tshuva. Because a lot of funny things were written down on Rosh Hashanah that no one had to have a minute. This whole big hurricane. Only two people died. Both of them were Yidden. Do you know that? Nobody else died in the whole thing. An Alka Frey and a young person that went to be save somebody else. Two people? Three? I don't know. A Yid? Or the kid? Right. That's me. And Livy? When was Livy written down? Also Rosh Hashanah. Also the Chassam, actually. Now, I'm not telling you. I came Rosh Hashanah by the Chassam Sefer. I had to walk into the Beis Medrash. And Zayin Yeshiva, from Pach Chodim, he did not have the strength. And Chassam Sefer was a Kibar, also the Noida. He fasted for 3 days, so many times in his life. He couldn't walk in. He just didn't have the strength. And he couldn't start without him. He couldn't walk in. He just didn't have it. He flapped out. They put him in a chair. They had to carry him on a chair. And they brought him all the way up. He couldn't walk in from Pach. I took off 1 year and I went to Rav Siegel to see the. It's hard for me to daven no even on. I daven one row in back of him, like about a foot away, to see versus Maine. Wow! How did you feel the mention? You think, from Pachad and Milo Shmanesi, it was Pritz Bebechim. Rosh Hashanah is an Ernst Zach. It's a half, almost, this week already be half of Els. Don't be a Shaitim Abu Kumash Nice. Now we have a Mola Shabbos Lavavchus Lavav Zarach, and even two Zarach from Yiddish Kinder, the Kinder Yahats. That's what we call Labinus Atzmachor. Labinus Atzmachor. Yella is a Fereishman, so stick it. Become a man, she ifshon, this bench, we shall be right, Achon, she be Matzlach.